Nee, Baba. How's it going? Making progress. I'm sorry, baby. Hear back from anyone? Oh, what did they say? Oh, baby, hey. It's their loss. It is. Oh, I know. The job market right now fucking sucks. It is absolutely terrible. You're gonna get something, though. You will. You just gotta keep applying. I know you have. But look at it this way, right? Like, sure, you're sending out a lot of applications. But it only means that when you find the right one, it's gonna be like a great click. Yeah, like the people who turned you down today, you didn't even want to work for them anyway. I get it, a job's a job. But it's like the universe telling you that that just wasn't a good fit. Like, imagine you got it and you went there and it was terrible and you hated it. No, I know. I just don't want you to get discouraged. Because I know how discouraging it is. No. Your resume is good. It is. I know. I think you need to take a break. I really do. Just like a little break. Because you're gonna go crazy just sitting here. I can feel it. Yes. No. Close the laptop. Close the lamp. Close it. Thank you. Darn it. Hi. Hey. No. It's gonna be okay. It is. No. I'm not gonna let you stress. I'm not gonna let you stress because I get it. It is stressful, but I don't want you to stress out. Because everything happens for a reason, and you're gonna get it. Yes, you're gonna get a great job, and one that you're gonna be very, very, very happy with. Because I just know, all right? Hey, positive attitude. No, I'm not gonna let you. No, I'm not gonna let you talk badly about yourself. Because there's enough people in the world who'll do that for you. I'm not gonna let you do it to yourself. No, we gotta be ourselves. We gotta be cheerleaders for ourselves. Yes, we do. Yes, we only say nice things about ourselves. That is the 2026 rule. I'm not letting you say a single bad thing about. No, because I'm not gonna let anyone talk shit about my girlfriend, even my girlfriend. I don't talk shit about you. I can't think of a single negative thing I could possibly say about you. Hey, stop it. I'm gonna cover your mouth in a second. No, I'm not gonna let any words out of your mouth. Yeah, unless the next words out of your mouth are good things about you, I don't wanna hear it. Yes. Yes. Hey, baby. You are wonderful. You are amazing. Anyone would be lucky to have you. Well and truly, yes. That's their loss. It's their loss. When their company is bankrupt in 6 months because they didn't get the best hire in the world, that's on them. That's not on you. You gave them a chance. You said, hey, I would work for you. And they were like, pass. So fuck them. Fuck them. Yes. Do not waste a second of your thought on them. Because they missed out. They did. That's how you have to think, baby. Because it's true. It's true. You are a prize. You are a treasure. You are amazing. Anywhere you go to work, they would be lucky to have you. I know so. Come here. Come. Yeah, is this what you need? Of course, baby. Yeah. I'm sorry it's so hard. Trust me, no. Yeah, no, it was like this for me too. It was a lot of looking. I mean, oh my God, the amount of rejection I got. Oh, so much. I could write a book about how many times people told me no. Or like, yeah, we don't want you to work here. Or, I don't think you're a good fit for this job or whatever. that's just life. Life is, in life, you're gonna run into so much rejection. You're gonna run into more people telling you no than people being like, yeah. But you gotta know your worth and your value. And you have so much worth and so much value. You do, Bubba. You do. I know it. You just have to know. You have to believe it too. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to remind you to make sure you know your value. It's like a jump start. You know, like when your car is out of battery. You gotta hook it up to a different car. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm jump starting your battery. You have juice in your battery. You just need to remember that you do. You gotta remember that you're valuable, that you're amazing, that you're wonderful, that you're all these things. So you start telling yourself those things. Yes, until it's just the voice in your head. Because it's true, baby. It is, and you need to believe it. So don't get demoralized. This is not a reflection of your value, your worth, who you are. It's none of that. This is just the stupid bullshit hoops that society makes you jump through. That's what it is at the end of the day. Yeah, you're willing to work. You want to work. You want a job. You want to help. You want to contribute. You want to do something. Those are all really good attributes. Yes. Yeah. I just want you to find a job that's a good fit for you. Somewhere where you're going to be appreciated and valued for all those things. Because you deserve to be. And paid well. Yeah, and definitely paid well. Yeah, that too. And benefits. Benefits would be nice. Yeah. Yes, I agree to all those things. Mm-hmm. I think it's out there. I think that job's out there, yeah. It's just a matter about finding it. It's about digging through all the things. I mean, it is hard, but here's the thing, love. If it was easy, then everyone would do it. It's hard. Which means the people who push through, the people who persevere, they get the thing that everyone wants. But the reason everyone doesn't get it is because it's hard, and you gotta do hard work. No, you are doing the hard work. You are. You're waking up. You're applying. You're trying. You're pushing through. I know there's been points where you want to give up, where you're just like, oh, this is too much. Fuck this. I'm over it. No, I get it. You are so valid for feeling that. You are. But you also push through. You get back on. You get on the horse again, and you keep trying. And that's really important. Yeah. That spirit, that like, I'm not going to give up. That's so important. That's everything. That is the difference. That is what pushes you past the finish line. Kind of. Yeah, it's like running. The only reason I do it now is because of you. I hate running. Yeah, it's terrible, but I get it. It's about pushing yourself. You're not racing against anyone else. You're racing against the time. The time is only relative to you, you know? So when you push yourself, it's only because you're pushing against yourself. Like, you want to be better only for you. And in a lot of ways, that's what you're doing. I mean, yeah, sure, there's, like, other external value stuff that you're getting out of it. But at the end of the day, this is a lesson in, like, perseverance for you. Like, later on in life, when you're like, oh, this is so hard, you'll think back to these moments when it was hard, and you'll be like, but yeah, I got through it. And then in the moments where it's hard again in the future, you're going to be like, well, I remember that feeling, and you'll push through. Yeah. I know, baby. God, I wish it was, yeah, I wish it could be easy for you. More than anything I do. No, you're taking a break right now. Because we also have to take care of ourselves, too. And pushing for no reason. How many... Oh, my God. Okay, well, then, yeah, you're definitely taking a break. Yes, you've done enough for now. Who knows? You might get an email in the next, like, 30 minutes. We'll see. Yes, we will. We will see. I have a good feeling. Never a very good feeling, baby. Well, let me believe in you for you. Well, if it all works out, then I do get to say I told you so, right? Well, I wouldn't want to. I won't feel the need to. I just reserve the right to if I want to. You can do whatever you want to do, babe. Yeah. Well and truly. Yes, you need a break. What do you want to do? You want to watch something? Oh, yeah, we totally can. All right, come here. No. You've done enough today. No walking for you. Put your arms around. All right. Yeah, no, I got you. All right. It's a living room.